Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Show, and we're glad to have you guys with us today. We have got Don in the house. Don, are you there?
I'm here.
And we got Ava.
I'm here, too.
And I am not there, but I am there in spirit, and we are going to have a good show today, guys. We've got a story of 250,000 steelhead that have escaped from a fish hatchery. We'll hear the latest on how they broke out of that hatchery. And we're also going to have a story on what the world's best cooking advice. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, that's worst wild game cooking advice. Stay tuned for those stories and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Welcome, Donald, Eva. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, you know, a little better. Got a little head cold thing going on. Figure I'd just hang out and not be with you guys, so.
Yeah. Just out of precaution, that's probably not a bad idea. You sound fine, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're in good spirits, so.
You mean I sound the same as I always do?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's about the way that goes, right?
Right.
Exactly. But, you know, have you guys been following the Olympics at all?
Yeah.
Well,
as much as I can. It's kind of tough, but.
I follow two sports fairly close. And that's pretty much it.
And Don, what would those two sports be?
Hmm.
Well, they would be, of course, curling and and hockey. So the hockey is just getting rolling now with the women. They I don't believe have lost a game at this point yet, or have the men.
You know, hockey's like the one that I don't watch.
Yeah. The men, the last game that I saw, men played China and they won like 8-0. So, and you know what's interesting is it's a different type of team that they have now than they did in the past, where they actually had NHL players. Most all the team participants are active college players, and the majority of them are from Michigan and Minnesota. And Minnesota actually has there's members from St. Cloud, Minnesota, and there's members from the University of Minnesota, and actually Mankato as well, Mankato State University. So,
lots of people involved in the sport for sure.
Yep, and curling, you know, that's I don't know if you've. It's honestly, I had to kind of learn the game myself. They're playing the mixed doubles, and that's a different game, and it's actually very. Short compared to the regular game where you've got eight people on the ice. There's only two on each team, a man and a woman, and they only throw five stones, and the scoring gets crazy. I mean, it's crazy. The U.S. Team didn't make the medal round.
No,
so
I watched that.
They ran into just some tough luck and missed a few shots, and boy, at that level, you just can't do that. On the other hand, the women's team has been playing unbelievable.
I
think there's another game coming up here real shortly for the men. So I think the men have won one and lost one, and it usually comes down to the last rock.
Well, so. And you know, the early on in the men's side of it, they took a loss to on Thursday. They took a loss to the Swedish team.
Right.
So that was a tough loss, and so you hate to see that. But of course, you know, there's a lot of things going on. We're not going to clue everybody into every single thing that's gone on, but that was, you know, kind of a unique thing. For me, obviously, you know my following within the skiing side, and very surprising was in the men's downhill, Cochran, man from U.S., his mother was an Olympic champion, gold medal skier, and he took the silver, which was totally unexpected, an incredible way to come back. I mean, if you ever watch the downhill, I mean, it's all hang on. This is, we're just going for every possible second, you know, trying to cut things out. And the number of guys that ended up skiing out of the course because of the dips and the pockets and the different knolls within that course, it was just incredible. And so from that standpoint, watching that man's downhill and having that happen for a gentleman that's been at that World Cup level for so long and just knocking at the door, not able to come out, but Cochran really did an amazing job. So that was in my mind was really cool. And of course, the big disappointment, you know, from a coaching standpoint, having coached junior Olympic athletes, from my standpoint, watching Michaela Schifrin was a pretty devastating from my side of it, knowing how good she is in pressure situations, but also, you know, looking at that, both events and she crashed happened early on in the race or in the actual course for her. And both situations were an error in mental lapse in what she was doing. Unfortunately, they both involved an inside ski and she booted out, meaning her inside boot had contacted the ground and forced both skis to go out from underneath her, which is something that she just does not do. So lots to come yet. Obviously, she's going to be looking for a Super G coming up soon. That'll be happening. I think it may have already happened. I have to double check. I haven't looked at the results as of yet.
You know, Eric, one of the highlights, I think, of the Olympics so far is Jesse Diggins has again made history for the U.S. Cross-country team, having won her first individual medal, the first time we've ever had a U.S. Cross-country skier win a medal on an individual race.
On an individual race, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yep. She got the bronze.
She was overcome with emotion. It was fun to watch her, knowing we had her on and Skype with her before the previous Olympics in Pyeongchang.
Right.
And, you know, when you have that kind of a link, it's really kind of cool to see somebody go from hoping they can do okay at the Olympics and making the team to now being the, what I get, the
one of
the senior
elite
member, or
yeah,
not necessarily senior member, but the heir apparent to really take over in the cross-country side of it. And she has the potential to really be a powerhouse across all elements within the cross-country world.
Right.
So that's just, it's so cool to watch and you know, keep after it. You know, if you guys are out there watching, stay with it. You know, it's well worth it. Again, this only happens once every 4 years, and there's a lot of things out there that are history-making that you just don't get to see but once. And, yeah, you can see in a replay, but to see it happen right away is pretty incredible. And one of those things, and, of course, obviously the sports we're talking about. The other one I liked, Don, I don't know if you saw it, but the skiathlon.
No, I didn't see that one, no.
They've got a ski and they shoot all at the same time. You know, we should do that sometime. Let's go ski 20 miles and then
try to hold the target. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Hang tight.